The zoo. 1. How about a visit to the zoo while we're here? 2. The San Diego Zoo is considered one of the best zoos in America. 3. You mean the San Diego Aquarium, right? 4. The San Diego Zoo has more pandas than anywhere else outside of China. 5. Are all the best zoos in the U.S.? 6. Well, what makes a good zoo anyway? 7. How well the animals are cared for is the most important criterion. 8. Care of the animals' habitats seems equally important to me. 9. In most of the best zoos, animals are not caged but roam freely. 10. How can they roam freely if they're in a zoo? 11. These zoos have no cages and the animals just wander around. 12. Animals in modern zoos live in surroundings as similar as possible to their natural surroundings. 13. There is a zoo in Australia where you can hold a baby wombat. 14. Can you hold a baby koala? 15. Chester Animal Park in the UK has almost 8,000 animals. 16. Well, the Dallas Zoo has 8,000. 17. Will we have time to take a side trip there when we're in Houston? 18. Why did we schedule only 3 days in Sydney? 19. We didn't allow a day for going to Tauranga. 20. Toronto? 21. No, I said Tauranga. Tauranga is one of the best zoos in Australia. 22. Well, we can always skip the SOH. 23. What is SOH? 24. That's the Sydney Opera House. 25.
I do hope you're joking. It's the most famous attraction in the city.
26. Have you heard about Disney's Animal Kingdom? 27. It's the ultimate zoo. 28. Ultimate zoo? What are you talking about? 29. Actually, it's not a zoo. The animals are not caged. 30. Disney's Animal Kingdom is a giant theme park. 31. There are over 1,700 animals on 500 acres. 32. The animals roam free here. 33. Many of them are wild, and many of them are tame. 34. You can get close enough to pet some of them. 35. There are even expeditions to see some animals and many different tours. 36. And look, there are kids' rides, live entertainment, shopping, and so many restaurants. 37. I wonder if this place is as much fun for the animals as it is for people.